This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this TGIF. Want to thank our sponsors off the bat, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria on the square in Frankfort. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Plus Hardesty Landscaping for all your hard and landscaping needs. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Harmon. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Tons to get to this morning, including the Skywatch weather forecast to start with. It's cloudy today. We'll see some sun later this afternoon, too, with a high at 65 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of rain showers till midday. Then a good chance of rain in the afternoon with a high 58. Saturday night, cloudy, low down to 40. And partly cloudy on Sunday with a high at 58. Now, we're looking at mid-60s Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday, and upper 50s on Thursday. So, Ken, do you think we are out of the freezing? No, neither do I.
I don't think so.
I always remember I never planted my garden before May 13th in southern Indiana because there was still a chance for a frost.
And I always wanted to think around the middle of the month was the time we're going to probably get another little cold streak.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if I remember what I've seen. So.
And it's certainly happened in early May before.
Oh, yeah.
In recent years.
No doubt.
It's 48 now from your official weather station, WILO. So, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we were scheduled a Clinton County Commissioner, but instead, Rodney Wan is going to call in their place. He's the
health director,
yes, for the Clinton County. So, we've been keeping close contact with Rodney over the last couple of days due to coronavirus, COVID-19. And so I kind of agree with the commissioners. There's probably nobody better to have on. And Rodney's got a ton of information, so he'll be bringing us some real talk coming up here at 9 o'clock. But first, at 8:45 this morning, we'll be talking to Dr. Ingham. And his name is Dr. Ray Ingham, and he's president and CEO of Witham.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll get an idea of what they're doing. We've been reading the stories this week about what they're doing with their drive-thrus and aggressive testing and stuff, particularly in Boone County where they're headquartered at. So we'll talk with Dr. Ingham coming up here in just about 10 minutes or so. Now, Monday, we've got IU Kokomo Chancellor Susan Geske.
Giesecke.
Darn it. I knew I was going to mess that up. Giesecke. I'll remember it now.
Okay, all right.
IU Kokomo Chancellor Susan.
Don't try
Susan.
To pronounce the other one because I can't hyphenate it. I can't see that one either.
We'll just call her Susan.
Yeah.
We'll be talking with Susan Monday morning. she's with IUK. She's the chancellor there. And although there's nobody on campus, I'm sure she'll have a ton of information that everybody will need to know.
Yeah, she will, especially when the fact that when they get ready to come back.
Mm-hmm. Clinton County Fair Council in here Tuesday. We talked to Jamie Blacker yesterday a little bit on text, and you know they're looking at some contingency plans too with the fair, and of course, like I said yesterday, I talked to Jamie Wednesday, and you know it's kind of disheartening. Now they're keeping the positive vibes, just because that's the way the Blackers are. But, you know, it's a little disheartening, and I can see that with all the good this Fair Council Board has done over the last 2.5 years, compared to the debacle it was when I moved in 3 years ago. And you know, you talk about the rental properties out there and everything at the fairgrounds, and so they're certainly feeling it too. Looking ahead to Monday, we'll have Shan Sheridan on our Leading in Uncertain Times. And then on Tuesday, we'll have Dr. Steve Tharp, the county health doctor. And then Judy Sheets on next Wednesday. And then Kelly Braverman next Thursday. So we've got those lined up. And again, thank you very much, Ken Hartman, for getting that.
No problem.
Okay, so yesterday afternoon, I think it was late evening, it was, 5:52.
Yep.
I was already home, and I got a Nixle alert. And I want to read this. It's from the Clinton County Commissioners, because it was pretty ominous, and it was a real nice way of saying,
you're stupid.
You know, don't be stupid, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they went on to say that Clinton County has experienced low numbers as of right now with COVID-19. Of course, if you read ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and listen to WILO, you found out here first that we now have two confirmed cases and two other people being tested at this time. With the warmer weather, we are seeing more traffic on our roadways in Clinton County. Shame on you folks. The governor has given a broad set of rules to follow for essential businesses to remain open. The county commissioners have the authority to ban all travel under Indiana state law. They are trying to refrain from doing so. They go on to say, and it should be in all bold, all caps at 18-point font, we need to see a significantly reduced amount of traffic and social interaction. This is them being real nice and asking nicely. Mm-hmm. Don't make them get mean and mad.
Yeah.
So please research the science behind this. They encourage you to do so. There's no way to sugarcoat this, they're saying. There's not enough hospital beds and ventilators for 33,000 residents of Clinton County. If we don't slow the spread now, you can see how easily the healthcare system could become overwhelmed with morgue services and coroners and stuff. While we understand the virus doesn't show severe symptoms in most cases, we need to do whatever we can now to keep people alive. Okay, we're not talking about just getting sick.
Yeah.
We're talking about keeping you alive. So stay home. Stay away from people that don't live with you. Do whatever it takes to stay healthy. People of any age can be affected. We need your help. Follow the rules. It's no fun to be shut in your house, but you have to find ways to make it work, right? And then the last sentence I thought was the strongest. All of our lives depend on everyone doing their part. So just a pretty ominous warning from the Clinton County Commissioners. We got Russ Casper on the line. We'll get to him in just a minute. I did want to share with you that a story this morning, Ken, from Bloomberg is listing the next hot spots as Michigan, Connecticut, and Indiana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The state of New York and New Jersey, 35% of everybody tested is positive. Now, they're talking about these rates really bumping up right now. Indiana, Georgia, Illinois, Connecticut, and Michigan are all at 15% testing positive. So, I mean, this is Bloomberg. This is a national news story from MSN. Again, they're saying the next hot spots is Michigan, Connecticut, and Indiana. So, again, this goes in with what the commissioners are saying. Don't be stupid, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I know there's people out there who are single parents. When it's time to go get food and necessities, you may not have someone to watch your kid. So you got to take your kid to Walmart or wherever. But please exhaust every possibility if you can.
And also, if you have to have them with you, please, please do not let them run wild in
the
store.
Yeah, quit letting them lick doorknobs and stuff.
Yeah.
Also, another real quick stat I saw this morning. Before we closed the borders a week and a half ago or so, there have been 3.4 million people coming into the United States since February. 759,000 of those are from China. So
good.
I'm glad we finally close the borders for reasons that we didn't have to go to the Supreme Court over. Good morning, Russ Casper.
Hey, good morning, good morning. I know we have a lot of serious things to talk about, and we must and should talk about those serious things. And we have no lack of serious things to talk about, I've noticed. And it is changing every day. This thing is like a kaleidoscope, and whether it's on the government level, the health level, the international level, the PPP program that a lot of the businesses in our community are looking in on, which does look pretty good, by the way. That looks like a pretty interesting program, the PPP, Payroll Protection Program. If you have a small business, you may want to definitely check that out. Because it's probably going to, if you follow the rules, it's probably going to be forgivable. A loan would be. So SBA.org, I think, is the place to go for that. But on a lighter note, we have something that we're going to have some fun with, and that's the Gong Show. So we are going to start Wednesday, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So all the kids... We actually have been getting a lot of folks saying, you know, my kids are driving me crazy. I want them to work on something so they can work on their skits or their jokes or riddles or talent and practice their guitar solos or whatever. And then we'll just have some fun with that on WILO.
I'd love to see a big turnout for that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be good. Kind of like a campfire for the community every night. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Our community campfire with proper distancing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hosted by Bill Gantz.
Well, oh, yeah, Bill. He'll do a great job.
He will.
He's kind of zany anyway.
He's kind of.
And he knows some of these kids he used to teach.
And he grew up right here in Clinton County. So
he'll know him. He'll know him. Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to that. Goodwin Funeral Home, Arch Weston Funeral Home, and Susan Casper State Farm Insurance are making that possible, along with I know Mike Downey's going to work on another sponsor too, and we'll put other reminders in there, and we'll just the lighter side of staying together as a community. By golly,
excellent. We'll look forward to that next Wednesday for sure.
Yep, sounds good. The Gong Show starting Wednesday at 7 p.m. Start getting your talents ready. We'll have prizes, too.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Not just bragging rights, huh?
No.
Okay.
We'll try to deliver a pizza to the winner.
Cool.
We can. All right. Later.
Thanks for the call, Russ.
Bye-bye.
All right. As part of our continuing series we have here inside Party Line with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, on the phone, we do have Dr. Ray Ingham. Mr. Ingham, thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
You're the CEO and president of Witham. We've been getting press releases, Ken and myself here in the news department, all week and over the last couple weeks. It seems like Witham is really stepping up to try to do everything they can in these uncertain times.
We are. We've made a number of significant changes in the way that we do business.
Would you mention a few of those for us? I know there's several to try to keep track of. I know a couple, or actually this week, there's a phone number out that people can do. You've also got some community viral screenings, which I think start next Monday, right?
Actually, it's been going on for maybe about 2 weeks now.
Okay. I think I did see that press release, too, but I have something here in front of me that says beginning Monday 4-6, the one located at the ambulance bays of the following locations in Lebanon at the main campus in Whitestown at Anson.
We changed our time at both those locations to make it a little bit more convenient.
And what is that exactly? What is a community viral screening? Is it exactly what it sounds like? People driving through and getting their temperatures checked?
Temperatures checked. We do an oxygen saturation. We ask a bunch of questions, see if they meet the criteria for further testing.
How difficult or how easy was it to get the Boone County Fairgrounds to go on board with what you're trying to get done down there?
Actually, it was very easy. it was a single meeting, and I walked in, and the commissioners basically said, what do you think, and what do you think you're going to need? And it was done. It was the hard part is actually doing it, but getting all the permissions and what have you. It was extremely easy. Everyone's down here is on top of it and doing their best to make sure that we can avoid as much as we possibly can, flatten that curve.
Now, when you have your thing at the fairgrounds, have you designated a specific part of the fairgrounds to where that they're going to do that?
Right. It's going to be in the Witham Pavilion down there. It's going to be set up initially for 25 beds, but we can increase it to at least 100. They just finished doing the decontamination, and now they're doing the sanitation. And then the next step is to supply it and then staff it.
So you think you'll be up and going maybe this weekend or the first of next week?
36 hours.
36 yeah. hours? That's great. So how's the caseload been down there as far as, you know, of people either having or being tested or situations like that?
We've had a considerable number of tests. I'm not quite sure what the number is, but over 50 have been tested. We're waiting on results for several. Right now we have seven in our, we took one of our units and made it a secondary continuing care unit, and we're trying to cohort the COVID patients in one of two units. We're going to start with one, which is a series of eight beds, and then into another unit, which will be about 10 beds, and then we'll have to make a decision on whether we take more units and move the clean patients downstairs to the surgical area or what. We're basically trying to be as flexible as we possibly can so that we can go in any direction if we have to. And the same thing with the pavilion. Right now, that may be for clean patients, it may be for COVID patients in the final stages of recovery, but not ready to go home yet. We just don't know. And we want to take this thing. We have a meeting daily and look at all the numbers and stats and try to make decisions on what makes sense for that day.
Now, currently, correct me if I'm wrong, but currently I think you have just one case in your county, correct?
We have one known case.
Okay. So that's before everybody gets in. You've had about 50 or so people tested. So,
Dr. Ingham, what about the personal protection equipment, the PPEs? We hear the big hospitals in New York running out of basic stuff. So far, so good on your end?
Yeah, and we've taken steps from the beginning to try to make them last a little longer rather than go into a patient fully donned, and then you leave that patient only to go back in to see that patient after we use PPE equipment. We try to get everything set up so that you only go in once and do everything that needs to be done, and then you can monitor the patient from outside the room. We have extended some of our N95 masks so that we can use them for a little longer than we normally do, but still within the CDC guidelines. We're using ultraviolet decontamination on a lot of our equipment to make sure that the less expensive way to make sure that everything's done, and it's quicker. So
you guys feel like you're in the best shape you could possibly be going into this situation then?
Sir, I've learned from 20 years of experience not to brag.
I agree with that.
Dr. Ingham, we had seen a report this morning from Bloomberg that suggested the next hot spots of the virus could be Michigan, Connecticut, and us here in the Hoosier State.
Right. I think Indiana is probably doing better than the ones you mentioned, quite frankly, because Hoosiers have taken this pretty seriously, and they're helping us flatten the curve. They're staying home. They're keeping their distance. They're taking temperatures, washing their hands, and that's going to have significant effect on our community, our state as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people in the public health department, Dr. Box, Christina Box, has gone way beyond to make sure that the Hoosier state is pretty well protected.
And so you know, go ahead.
I'm pretty confident that we're going to get hit, and the surge is going to start a little late for us in Indianapolis, but I have a feeling that we've flattened the curve significantly.
And with the, you know, we know that as nasty as they are, quarantines work, you know, and it is hard to, when you got all the kids cooped up and everything, hard to just keep your mental health about you, let alone doing it for an extended periods of time. But, you know, as the weather gets nicer and stuff, you know, it's our nature to want to get out and drive around and walk around and stuff. But our commissioners here in Clinton County just yesterday issued a warning that, you know, they do have the authority to restrict travel entirely. They don't want to do that, though, but they're seeing more cars out and about because the weather's nicer. And no matter how nice it is, we've got to do what we've got to do, right?
I am hoping that when this is all over with, I'll get in my car and drive around and see some of the nicest yards.
Yeah, take time on your yard right now, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything else that we need to know, Dr. Ingham, this morning while we have you on the line?
Well, I appreciate it. There is that one thing that I'm sure everyone has said to you 100 times, but please keep your distance, wash your hands more than you've ever washed them before for the full 20 seconds. And if you feel sick, call your doctor first and make sure that they're set up so that they can handle you quickly and efficiently.
Very good. All right. Well, Dr. Ingham, we appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. I think that's pretty good.
That's very, very solid advice.
Yeah. And I knew that, you know, again, with the plethora of press releases we've been getting from Witham over the last couple of weeks, you know, good or bad, they're certainly on top of it. So, but, you know, the thing is, nobody knows what the prescription or recipe is for this,
well, yeah,
right?
But the thing of it is, everybody's trying to be proactive rather than reactive.
Right.
So, that's what we're all trying to be, and it looks like, you know, with them right now is in very good shape. They're definitely being on the proactive side of things.
Absolutely. So, so take that there. Take that information and do with it what you will. But, again, take this quarantine thing seriously, okay?
You have to.
Make the arrangements if you can. So we'll be having Rodney Wan coming up here in about 10 minutes, sitting in for a Clinton County commissioner. Just a reminder, if you have questions, the Clinton County Call Center is now open. It started operations Monday. The hours are...
10 to noon and then 4 to 6.
4 to 6, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that phone number, if you're a member of the public with just general questions, 652-6501. If you're a healthcare provider with general questions on testing and criteria, you can call 652-6502. Again, that's 10 to noon and 4 to 6 every Monday through Friday.
And I think Laura had, when we had her on the other day, said they had like 10 calls. You know, feel free to, you know, if you got questions, there's a good resource for you.
Absolutely. And I think it's good they opened up a phone, too, you know, a phone line.
Yeah.
Someone right. can call and actually talk to somebody.
Right.
Okay, so yesterday afternoon around 3 o'clock, I went on the air with school being canceled, literally.
For the year.
Yeah. So the you know, part of that is the IHSAA spring sports officially canceled as well.
Yep.
So there will be no school for this school year. You know, and if we're lucky, we'll be able to start in August. So that's a heck of a long summer break for the kids.
That's right.
And kids these days have a hard time staying focused anyway. So I think this is going to be one of the toughest parts that we're not looking at right now. I think this will be one of the toughest things is kids getting way behind.
You know,
and
normally we have a 180-day school year, and this year it's going to be 160 that have to be completed in order to say it's a complete school year. So.
Yep. Plus like 20-plus e-learning, e-plus learning days or whatever. Yeah. So overnight, Indiana's reported 13 more coronavirus deaths. As we said, the IHSAA has canceled all spring sports. We're reading headlines and stories, Ken, that I never would have thought I would be reading in all my years on the radio.
Let's put it this way. We're reading stuff we would hope we would never have to
read. Yeah, you'd never think about it.
But I think it's just, I hate to say it, sign of the times.
Uh-huh. Well, another thing that's a sign of the times is price gouging.
Yeah.
The complaint list probably won't surprise anyone. The Indiana Attorney General's office yesterday said they've gotten more than 130 complaints about prices for toilet paper, paper towels, and cleaning supplies.
Mm-hmm.
The Attorney General's office says they are investigating the complaints, though not all of them will end up with a formal warning or a reprimand. So they should.
Yeah.
Shame them on Facebook.
Then why bother that if you're not going to...
Yeah, exactly, right?
If you're not going to reprimand them, why bother?
Well, this would be a good problem to have. The world's running out of space to store oil because of the coronavirus pandemic. Stay-at-home orders are keeping cars off the roads. Airlines are canceling about half of their flights, and many factories are being closed. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Where are you going to keep all that oil? Wow. First-world problems,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well,
why don't we ship it back overseas?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you can store it at my house. I'll keep filling up my vehicle.
Okay.
I saw this yesterday, and at first I thought it was a joke, but it's not a joke, and this is terrible. Whoever's responsible for this is terrible. I just want to say...
You're stupid.
The Navy is relieving the captain of the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt of his duties. The firing comes after Captain Brett Crozier sent an urgent letter pleading for the Navy to evacuate the crew over an outbreak of coronavirus on the ship. The ship is docked in Guam, and at least 93 sailors have tested positive for coronavirus. So the guy, not blowing the whistle, he's just letting them know.
Yeah.
And then they fire him. They've relieved him, as they say. So that's terrible. Whoever's responsible for that, hopefully President Trump will step in and make that right. You know, he's done that before,
and he
can do that.
Yeah.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force recommending everyone in every state follow social distancing guidelines to slow the disease's spread. I don't know how many times we can bang our head against something.
Yeah.
This morning I'll use a clipboard because, you know, don't go out. I'll sit here and bang my head on Wilo I have to just to get people to stay in.
I have a question, though. If they want to, everybody to practice social distancing. When Trump has his press conferences, why don't they start spreading out?
They are now.
Oh, they are.
They
now.
Are now.
Because last time I looked, they weren't.
No, but somebody brought it up, and they are now. They've got no more than four on the stage. They're doing the same thing with the press. They're 6 feet apart.
The last time I looked at one, they were right. Where they're just bunching them together. And
Well, they're doing it right now.
Okay.
Dr. Deborah Birx says the data shows not everybody is doing their part. She added it's risking people's health. I saw an excellent picture this morning on CBS Morning News. It was cell phone usage where there's people moving while they're using a cell phone. And it's real bright out west, and that means there's people not staying home.
That's right.
They're moving around. They're pinging different towers. Then you get to the Midwest, and it's all light. We're doing our part for the most part, or at least big swaths of us are. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. We will get in touch with Rodney Wan. Rodney, he called about 8 minutes ago, but I didn't want to have him on hold for 8 minutes, so we'll have him call back here in just a couple minutes. We'll take a break and come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line.
Just pick up that little telephone. We're sure that you can do it.
WILO.